Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everyone. The crew and I are live from Hardee's, 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's. Already a lot of people have come through and donated money. We have our hats. They just got here last night. They're super. These are my favorite hats.
Yeah, those are really
these
nice.
These are really good.
I'm going to wear mine forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, these are really, really good. Wheeler couldn't be here today, pardon me, because his uncle, the priest, passed away, and he is in Michigan. He's doing the eulogy, so they're doing the celebration of life.
That's very nice.
I didn't know he was doing the eulogy.
Yeah, he and his brother are tag-teaming the eulogy.
Oh. This is going to be a long funeral.
Everyone's like, why are you yelling at us?
Can we have intermission?
The mics are peaking. I don't know what to do.
He blows the sound system in the church. It'll be interesting to see a eulogy with
Whoa.
Zero emotion.
Whoa.
Okay, let's maybe back out of this one.
It's too good.
I understand. He was a good man. So that's Trish. Trish is here. She's going to be here for the hour. The show literally just started, and we've already been crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a very nice woman come by and make a big donation in honor of her son who passed away due to suicide in April. And we're just hugging her, you know.
Well, I don't know if you heard what she said. You guys have helped me so much.
Oh,
you,
that's
as
very
in
sweet.
You guys, the show. So I
that's
mean,
very, very sweet.
That's just touching. And just this show in particular, you know, with everything that's going on in the world and people hate each other and don't agree on anything, like the one thing people agree on is people should not go hungry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a testament to you guys and the show that you do all year round, but especially this one, how many people come by and donate money.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's hard to do.
It's a great way to look at
it. You guys.
We really do. I think we're starving for things like that. We're starving mm-hmm. for something we can all agree on. And we used to be able to agree on 80%. Now we agree on 5%. But we can all agree that no kid should go hungry. So Yeah, so that's why we're here. I have a couple more tear jerkers. A really cool guy was here first, named Richard Schreuder and his wife Pamela. And I'm just going to read it. This is from Rick. My friends, Brian and Chris Bauer's daughter, Anna, was just 3 years old when she was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. On her way to treatments, Anna would tell her mother that she saw pigs in the clouds. Tragically, she lost her battle at four, and we started a fundraising team in her honor called Anna's Flying Pigs. Why am I reading this? I'm just going to end up bawling. So they raised $140,000 for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital this year. And he said he put a shout out to just a bunch of their friends. And in 1 hour, they came up with $550.
That's great.
Yeah. So $550. Yeah. And keep that because we're going to promote him. He's got some charity events coming up. Okay. So it's a good start, right?
Yeah.
So we have our hats. Those are
very cool hats.
$20. We discounted them because who wants to round up from 25? So the hats are $20. We have about 100 of them.
Nobody has fives anymore.
No, I mean, yeah. It's like pennies.
Yeah, they got rid of the penny.
Who's got a $5 bill?
It's a mess.
I think these are going to go. I kind of hope they all go, but about 10 of them because I just want them.
I know.
They're just so cool.
I haven't actually gotten one yet. I need to get one.
So how are you?
I'll get you a hat. I'm good.
What's new in your life?
Oh,
I know a lot.
You know, I just decided to move in December, which don't ever do that if you can help it. I just feel like, you know, I just feel like I've been taken advantage of for the last 2 months. That's
You've
it.
Been violated.
That's basically
all the way through
it.
Fall.
I do. You know, and you need an app for. I'm sick of downloading apps.
Yeah.
You know, because I bought a washer and dryer. You need an app to run your washer and dryer. And not only do I need the app to run my washer and dryer, I mean, I guess it's cool that you can open the app and see when the load is going to be done, but it also wants to give me a fitness routine. It's like, can't we just be what we're supposed to be, like company-wise? Does my washer dryer company need to give me a fitness routine?
You're on the Maytag program.
No. So it's just like that kind of stuff. Let's just be who we are.
So next year, people are like, you look great. You're like, it's my washer and dryer.
Yeah, it's my washer and dryer. Yeah. They got me on this strict plan.
It's Whirlpool. What can I say?
Seriously. It's crazy.
Any particulars about the move? I don't want to get too personal.
Well,
but
yeah. I mean, the person I bought it from was a nightmare and just made everything difficult. So it kind of ruined my experience getting in there. And then I just kept finding fault with everything. And I'm just like, Mike from Michael's Bass was just came by. I don't know if you saw him, but he dropped off some money. Like one of the only people who did what they said they were going to do, which was nice. Like, it's just a lot of delays and I don't want to be a big complainer on a day like this. It's not Festivus yet.
It's okay.
Complain away.
We'll get some feats of strength going.
Just a long list.
Yeah, that is bad when you depend on a bunch of different people and they all kind of let you down.
Yeah. Or you just feel like they're just taking advantage of you. Yeah. Like I ordered a bed. I'm not going to get into where I got it from. But it was delivered 5 days after they said it was going to be delivered. A mattress. So I was sleeping on the couch and sleeping at my sister's, like going back and forth. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. Right. That was the other thing. Nobody cared.
It's hard to threaten people these days.
Yeah. Like I would call. They just tell me the same thing every day. I'm like, you're telling me the same thing. And my bed is still not here. Nobody cared.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about every time in the last couple, 3 years when you call any customer service, every time you're met with, we have an unusually larger than average. Like, I don't think you know what average means.
You have such a long line.
Yeah, it's like.
You're always at the bottom.
Wouldn't it be great if we could all do that? Like, we start the show off at 1 p.m. We're like, look, here you have a long wait for something funny. An unusually long wait today.
We're just going to sit here.
We're just going to sit here for a while. You'll laugh in 30 minutes.
I keep seeing commercials. I really need to know who is eating Spam. Like, they enough to buy national commercials.
Right.
Like, I'm not dissing Spam, but, like, how many new people are eating Spam that they can buy a large advertisement? You eat Spam?
I'm new to Spam. Yeah, I just had it for the first time.
So is it, like, that's, is it, are, like, younger people getting into it now? Because
no,
I could
I just avoid canned meats in general because that is an unpleasant sound in your mouth to make, canned meat.
Thanks for grossing everyone out at Arby's.
Imagine how I feel. But my wife loves Spam. She loves to fry it up in a little pan or whatever, I guess.
But it's just like it was kind of more Dave and I's era, and we were not a family who had Spam. We just didn't eat it. I've never had it. And now they're like doing these commercials where they're trying to make it all fancy and trendy, like put Spam in your tacos. Yeah. And like, I'm like, who's eating Spam?
Yeah, you're either a Spam family or you weren't, right?
Right.
No one just had Spam now and then.
No. So yeah. So I would imagine the people that were still eating it, it's just nostalgia. But apparently, there are new customers of Spam.
Yeah. What was your Spam meal? Like,
no,
Spam,
I've never had Spam.
I mean, Spam-ish.
Oh. I mean, the most I could think would be like Sloppy Joe's. Is that what you mean? Like,
yeah, more like a throwaway
meal.
Oh,
I know it. I know. You know that Kraft, not mac and cheese, the spaghetti.
Kraft spaghetti?
Yes.
What? I don't remember it.
So it's noodles, but the sauce is a red sauce. It's okay. Just like so we would have Jack salmon on Fridays for Lent and okay. That Kraft spaghetti.
Yeah.
Instead of like real spaghetti. Yeah.
What is Jack salmon? Isn't that another kind of fish?
It's not so it's salmon. Kind of a St. Louis thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's like a whiting, I think. But they just call it, Jack Salmon here.
Yeah.
Oh, Susan's here. Hi, Susan.
Susan Elwood's in the house. Throw in the headphones.
How you doing? Aren't people driving crazy today?
People are driving.
Oh, my gosh.
Terribly
crazy. It's insane out there.
It's very important to get right up on somebody else's bumper.
Your microphone's in your neck.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. Is it on?
Is this thing on?
Oh, my goodness. First timer, right? Yeah, yeah, no. Everybody's driving on everybody else's bumper, and everybody has to be everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. It's kind of awful.
Like, where are these people going at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock?
I stood in line yesterday for 30 minutes at TJ Maxx at 2:30 with my daughter.
So you're one of the ones out.
I thought it was early leaving work.
Right?
I didn't know everyone was already done working.
I think traditional hours have been out the window since
right.
COVID, and it's not going back.
No.
Yeah, you
no,
should
no,
be
no.
able to depend on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can go now. No, you can't. Wheels is forever complaining about Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's
Sam's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so miserable, but then he goes like 3 times a week.
Yes. I complain more than Wheeler, but he complains in such detail.
Yep.
Right? Like, I'll throw it out there, and it's gone in 5 seconds, and 20 minutes later, you're still hearing the details.
Yeah, it's more the length of the complaint. Yeah,
yeah.
It's that it just
well, because complaining's fun.
Oh, like, yeah. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah,
well, you turn it into
spurts,
a story.
Yes, spurts and stories, and you do it with flair and some bad words thrown in. It's fun, but if it goes on too long, it's not fun anymore.
I texted Trish the other night. My dad... evidently at work, he was a union carpenter, and he had all of his friends had nicknames. None of them had names. It was all Chicken Hawk and this guy. And my dad's nickname, I found out at his funeral, was Sheer Guts because he was such a complainer. And every day he'd say, "Boys, I'm just working on Sheer Guts." And I told her, I now know what I inherited from my dad.
We're just going to call you Sheer Guts.
Yeah, just like ask these guys, like especially Rach, when she's in office with me. Like if she opens the window a crack, I'm just like, I have another thing. And I outed myself about what you said to me the other night on the text when I got into something where I'm
I know exactly what you said. I'm in the middle of moving. My car broke down. I also had dental surgery. And so he texts me. He says, "My voice was so raspy today, I got really scared." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "Because it just made me think my career could be gone in the blink of an eye."
Oh, my God, the
and
drama.
I'm sitting on my couch in the middle of a mess going, "You're kidding, right?" Like, so this is what I text back. "I can't do imaginary catastrophes today. Maybe next week."
And what did I say?
And he wrote back. And I was thinking, I kind of paused. I did I go too far? And he wrote back, "Ha, ha, ha, fair."
That's awesome. I've done that with being blind.
That was so awesome.
Like, I'm going to go blind if I have anything done to my eyes. And then I can't read anything. I can't be a lawyer. Can't do a trial.
So you're dramatic.
I'm very dramatic about going blind. It's not
that
unusual.
Yeah, really.
Text me.
Think up the worst thing that could never probably happen and share it with each other.
And be very dramatic. That's right. Yeah. I mean, we have to have something. That's what friends are for.
That's it. I just couldn't do it then. Usually I entertain his things. Right. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. Or you're then. I couldn't do it that
day. I usually entertain his things. It's true. She does.
Usually tolerate it.
Or I'll go along a little bit, depending on what kind of mood I'm in that day. But that, I just couldn't do that one.
Yeah, I told everyone about the time we're hanging out, and I said, hey, what were your... What are your three most prized possessions from your childhood? And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I know what you're doing. You don't care at all about my childhood possessions. You just want to tell me about yours. And I was so busted.
So just skip to that part where you want to tell me yours. So I
and
don't
we weren't think. Texting. We're in the same place. And I was just like, oh.
Whoops.
Don't spend time with Trish if you don't want to get called out.
No, right. You just don't need mind a big, reader. Long preamble. Just go straight to the heart of the matter.
Tell her, I'd really like to share this with you.
The one you could have told me your possessions, and you could have just said, I need some attention, was really the raspy voice one.
Ricola.
Am I right?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Oh my God. It's good to be perceived. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're here until 5 p.m. When you get here, don't be shy. Just come right up to us. We have DGS beanies for $20. If you can give more than that, that's great, because there will be a few people who can't afford them, and I'm just going to give them to them, so you're going to make up for that. Jeff Fitter, my buddy, is going to be here at 2 p.m. Bernie Miklas is on it, too. My manager of my baseball team, who ran creative for AB for years, Mike Stewart, will be here at 3. Janelle, Dave Murray. We'll play Half Witch later on with some listeners. Quick break, right back. DGS live from Hardee's.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
back, guys. DGS on KMOX 123. Coming to you live from Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Trish is here until 2. Lots of guest celebrities coming by. Oh, you're writing me a secret message? Okay, good.
Not so secret.
Yeah, I thought you were going to write something nasty about Mitch.
Oh, my God.
That would be mean.
I don't want him here.
Mitch from the stream is here. It's so great to meet you.
It's glad to meet all of you guys.
Yeah, man. So are you off from Mizzou now?
Yeah, I'm off for another month.
Nice.
I know. It's
kind of weird, isn't it, being off that long?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's because living in the dorms, it's like you get all your routines and stuff.
Yeah.
Communal bathrooms and all that, so it's nice to come home and like have the private bathroom and room to myself and all that.
It's like being in a really nice prison.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So is Mitch on the stream every day?
Mitch's on the stream all the time.
So
all
he's the
time.
Celebrity on the
and
stream.
And he loves Dave Murray.
Okay.
Biggest Dave Murray fan out there.
No one loves
there's a lot of them. So that's
Yeah.
The only person I know that loves Dave more than him is Dave. So.
Yeah. Have you always did you watch him when he was on TV here, or where did your love of Dave Murray come from?
Well, I started listening to him when I was driving home from school, high school, and then whenever I started typing in on the chat, and he was responding to me, so I was like,
nice,
that's really cool, and we kind of got that little relationship
going.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay to fly you out to Laguna Beach and surprise him.
Oh, that'd be great. Knock on his door.
And, hey, I'm here.
He'll just find you in his hot tub. Mm-hmm. I'm Mitch.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
That'd be worth it.
That'd be so great.
That'd be worth it. Mm-hmm. So what was your first semester at Mizzou like?
It was good. Like, it was good introduction to college, you know. Didn't have too many classes, a lot of like introductory journalism classes, and so it wasn't too heavy on the material and all that, but next semester should be a little more heavy.
Did you have a hard time, like, I know that when I first started college, like, there's no rules. I can literally do whatever I want, and no one's going to tell me I have to come home or get up and go to class. Was there a little of that, trying to find, like, your own parameters without somebody telling you what to do?
Yeah, trying to get that routine down was a little tough, but then once it was down and I kind of stuck to it, I'm very routine oriented. So once I got that routine down, you know, I wasn't skipping class or anything.
Good for you.
Doesn't it kind of sound like he's making all of this up?
Yeah.
There's no Mizzou.
Yeah.
Nothing of the sort.
It's all fake.
It's all.
How was dorm life?
Like, classes were okay, I guess.
Dorm life, it's all right. It's all right. My dorm apparently is like the worst building on campus, which I didn't know when I signed up for it. But it's been all right. I've gotten used to it. The room's pretty small. Had to make do, but it's always nice coming home. Everything's much
Phoebe
bigger.
Had the same thing. She lived in a dorm called Ellsworth, which they call Smellsworth, and it was the very first dorm built.
Whoa.
And it's haunted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she saw a ghost in her. Clippers, man, we're ghost seers.
I'd have to move.
Yeah, we are ghost seers.
So how about the roommate lottery? How did that, like, that's kind of scary.
Well, so
yeah, don't scare me.
For Mizzou, like, you can go, like, you do it all online, and each person, they write a little description about themselves. So it's not like a lottery anymore. You're not, like, just finding a random person.
But still, I mean, you're trusting what somebody wrote about themselves online.
True, but
to live with.
My roommate's good. He's from Minnesota, and we kind of have a lot of the same interests.
That's cool. We
like football and sports. And so it hasn't been very hard living with each other.
Did you party much?
Yeah. Been going to a few parties.
Nice.
What do you think 3:30 is every day? Dave Murray.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to major in? Journalism?
Yes, sir.
Nice. What do you want to do?
Sports broadcasting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. KMOX.
There you go. You're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Went to the broadcasters forum. Got to meet Matt Pauly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Very nice.
Matt's a nice guy.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mitch, it's so great to meet you, brother.
Yeah, good to meet you guys.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming to you live from Hardee's, Mid Rivers Mall Drive, about maybe a half mile south of Highway 70 on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Come on by. Plenty of room. Bring at least $20 with you to get the cool-ass DGS hat, and we'll be right back. Welcome back.
DGS on KMOX 133. We are here live at Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and we're collecting money for Operation Food Search. We have a couple things to sell you. We have DGS hats, which I really think are the best hats we've ever had. And we lowered the price. No one even asked me. 25 down to 20 because I didn't want to do the math. So $20 will get you a hat.
I don't understand what math there's
You've
involved.
Met me.
I know,
You've
but it's me. Just like...
I don't want people to have to go like, oh, I don't think I have a five. And... I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't care. I'm just wondering why this is a thing.
This is the most we've ever had this early.
Yeah,
by
I think
far.
So. I think
by
so.
Far.
What are we, a half hour in, and we already have $4,025.
Yeah.
Cash.
Ooh.
Oh, and Adriana and Leo are here, the dynamic duo. My goodness gracious. A check for $750.
Wow, that is so great.
Now, last year's check bounced. Is this one going to be this okay?
How did you raise all that money?
We sold magnets. I have some over there.
Oh, that is so cool.
One person donated a lot of money.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And how
she
much
really
do you have
nice.
Your turd baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So when Rach was little, she made a gingerbread man, and her dad said it looked like a turd, so he named it Turd Baby.
I think I remember yes. this conversation.
And
okay.
One of the magnets that Adriana made is Turd Baby.
Ah, that's awesome.
And then you have DGS, right?
Wait, is this the magnet that you made, or is this mm-hmm. your actual Turd
that's
Baby?
That's the one.
Okay. That is so great. I love it.
And you got Bigfoot. What else you got?
A lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff.
Like K-pop Demon Hunters, because
oh,
we were trying
cool.
to sell some
oh,
to the
are.
Kids.
Nice.
Wow,
yeah.
those are cool. Oh, you got the DGS logo. Dave Glover Show. That is awesome.
Yeah. How much are we selling them for?
There's no set price,
okay.
really.
Whatever you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever you feel.
How long does it take you to make these magnets?
So, first... Me and my mom have to print out the design. We use Canva to design what's on here. And then we have this hole punch. You punch the hole, and it's perfectly sized to the glass beads. And then you just, the magnets have sticky tape that comes with them that you just stick it onto the paper and then use E6000 to glue the top on.
Nice. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You're gonna be rich one of these days. Yeah.
She's giving the money to you guys.
And I'm gonna come calling. I'm going to be about this big and about 110 years old. And be like, Adriana. Leo, can you keep it down over there? I know you want the attention. But so how's school?
Good.
Yeah, we did this dance already. Everything's going to be good. This is good. This is good. What grade are you guys in now? The two of you? Different? What grade?
I'm in fifth grade, and Leo's in third grade.
Okay.
Those are some good grades. I have fond memories of those grades.
I do, too.
So have you been listening to Dave's show for a while?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can barely ever listen to the stream because I have school.
Well, yeah.
But I listen to the podcast almost every day in the
wow.
shower.
That is great. Got one of your loyal listeners starting them young.
My next generation.
Yeah.
That's right. I know what I'm
Tell
doing.
Tell all your friends.
So you and Leo and your mom are going to be posted up over in the corner, right? And so people can get a hat. They can come over there and they can get a magnet. And whatever people want to give is fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to come back at 4 p.m. and play Battle of the Halfwits?
We were just going to stay here. We weren't even going to leave.
Oh, okay. Nice. Even I was going to leave for a while. So, all right, you go back there and sell your magnets, and we'll grab you and we'll have you back on to play the game. Cool?
Definitely.
Okay, awesome. Adriana, how about another hand?
That's
$750.
So yeah. Maybe some more today, right? Come get her magnets.
Mm-hmm. We also had a very generous listener named Noble Scoville. There's a name. You need
that's
to find you a Noble Scoville.
That is a soap opera name.
$1,000.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Very, very nice. Very
Especially
cool.
before Christmas. That is great.
Yeah. So when I was driving in, Hancock and Kelly were filling in for Chris and Amy, and Hancock had a good question of the day, which was, which do you prefer, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
In terms of meals?
Just overall.
Probably Christmas Day, because Christmas Eve, it's like people are still working to get ready for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you do like a big traditional thing on Christmas Eve? Did you open your presents? Being Catholic, isn't that a Catholic thing?
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No?
We didn't get presents on Christmas Eve. We had to wait for Santa.
Oh, Maureen's family always did all the presents on Christmas Eve.
No, we usually went to midnight mass.
Yeah. Same, and when they came back, they'd do it.
Yeah, and we wouldn't get home till like 2 o'clock in the morning, because then we'd go have donuts. We were talking about that the other day. Now they move midnight mass, although we still call it that, to 10. But anyway.
That's kind of cheating.
We still, are you going to midnight mass? Yeah, but it's at 10. So yeah, probably Christmas Day. Why? What's your favorite?
I am really conflicted, because Maureen's family does a big Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. Like, we weren't a big Christmas Eve family. Like, we would do stuff, but it wasn't like people would come over. But theirs was really big, so I got used to that. Rob your neighbor and all those kinds of things. I got introduced to all the North County things. North County pizza, I know you call them something else.
The party rides.
Little party things.
I'm making
those. Yeah.
Jimmy Dean.
But Christmas Day, like, I've talked about before, like, my childhood was up and down, but they did Christmas well. Like, they, my dad especially got into it. It was always like.
So it was a good day.
Yeah. And just like, I would always get up before the light. Like, I would, here's how Christmas morning would go. My mom and dad's bedroom was close enough that they could hear, hear me in my bedroom, and we grew up in a really small house. And I would yell, "Is it Christmas yet?" And my mom would yell, "No." And I would do that about 3 times. And then my dad would yell, "GD, effing get up." And so I'm like, "Let's go." Like, I didn't care what he said. Let's go.
It works.
Let's open some presents. But then he was always like really into it.
Let's go.
Yeah, got
That's
excited. Cool. How about you guys?
I always liked Christmas Eve more. And I think it's just because my family, like, we would have our big get-togethers on my mom and dad's side, both on Christmas Eve. So that was just always really magical.
Yeah. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, he's fun. You know, it's maybe that's just a small town thing. You know what
Could
I mean?
Could be.
The Eve part of it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
To me, it's more in terms of, like, one day was like where people went to their in-laws, and then the other, you know what I'm saying? Then
it does definitely seem
that's
to be
how
like
it was
that.
Separated in my head more than the actual, oh, is it Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it was
Christmas.
Like Aunt and Uncle's house.
Yeah. Christmas was more like immediate or.
Yeah.
It's weird the changes in life, because up until now, I've always been a part of the family that would travel, you know? And now it's more, okay, you guys come to us. But now that Nick's engaged to Bree, her family has equal, you know, building.
Right.
So it's always like working around. And
oh, I thought you meant going out of, like, traveling, going out of state. That's what I thought
no,
you meant.
No, we only did that one time. Not for Christmas proper, but we went to Florida like a few days before Christmas. And it was cool. I liked it.
That just seems like, I think it'd be cool to do every once in a while. But people who have to go out of town every year for Christmas, like their family lives there, that just seems so hectic to me. Also because of so many people traveling and the delays and the presents.
Look
and
what happened to Macaulay Culkin.
I mean, right. I just watched that the other day.
Did you?
It is, I mean, it is really funny. And Joe Pesci and is it Daniel Stern?
Yeah.
They are so good in it.
Yeah.
This is just a good movie.
Yeah. Adriana, how about you? Christmas Eve or Christmas?
I like Christmas a lot better. Christmas Eve for us is most of the time scrambling to get everything done.
Yeah. Is your mom a scrambler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on
Christmas. Oh, yeah. You have no idea. Don't get me started on my mom, okay?
Yeah, on Christmas, we wake up, open our presents, and then we have to take an hour-long drive down to Bon Terre for a giant family Christmas party.
Oh, fun.
I thought you were going to say you had to take an hour-long nap. I was going to be like, that's bull crap right there.
No nap.
Here are all your toys. Go to sleep.
You know what we used to do when I was pretty little on Christmas Eve, like before any of the big family stuff? My mom would be getting things ready, cooking, wrapping presents, what have you, and my dad would take us on a hike. So we would go like to Pier Marquette or up on the bluff somewhere, and a couple times it was snowing. And those are some of my favorite memories, are just like having that special time with like, my dad and my brother hiking on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I have a strange Christmas tradition where my dad would take me Christmas shopping for my mom, and we would buy her lingerie.
Oh, gosh.
And my dad would call them skating outfits. And so I really thought we were buying her skating outfits, although I'd never seen her skate.
Right. Yeah. And boy, she really is a good ice skater.
And these seemed a little flimsy. So, and she'd open them up, I'd be like, happy skating, happy skating. She's like, oh, you have no idea. If only I could skate.
Oh my God.
Big presents you want this year?
Not really, but you were talking about skating. I actually do competitive roller skating.
Oh, cool.
Really? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like roller derby, like giving someone the elbow?
Artistic. Derby.
Okay. Well,
making a comeback. I used to put on roller skating shows in my basement to Olivia Newton-John's Xanadu.
Xanadu.
If you ever need a lead in Xanadu.
Yeah. If you ever need a stand-in.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
How'd you get into that?
My grandma started it a long, long, long time ago, and it's been a family tradition ever since.
Does grandma skate?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But she
used to, though? That's cool. How about this guy?
Yep, he skates.
Yeah? Who's better?
I mean, I've been skating for a long time.
You're cute. You're sweet.
I mean, I don't want to say, but...
I mean, he's sitting right here.
But, I shouldn't say.
Leo's like, screw you. Like, you're going to get such a beating when we get home. All right, well... thank you, and we'll see you again. But you go back there and you man your station. We'll see how much money we can bring in from these magnets. And, so just come on out. Join us at Hardee's and be generous. Get some great Hardee's food. Oh, also we have a chocolate chip cookie tasting contest that we're going to judge, right? Mm-hmm. You guys want to be a part of that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have one question, too. So, because I had somebody text me, if they can't make it out, where can they still donate for this?
It's a great question. OperationFoodSearch.org. And there will be a little comment section, and you can just put in DGS.
Cool.
And then it'll go to the total. It'll go to the till. Okay. All right. Quick break. Right back. DGS.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX coming to you live from Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive, where we are collecting money for Operation Food Search. And we're having an incredible day so far. Typically, over the course of a four-hour show, if we bring in $4,000 or $5,000, we're really happy with it. And given this check that I just got, we're now just under $8,000 in the first hour.
Wow. Man.
Michael Rich just donated $3,000.
Jeez.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
That is so great.
You're a mensch. Susan L., you have a challenge?
Susan L. has a challenge to all the other advertisers on the DGS show and also to any small business owner. Get on and give.
You can,
if you're not here and you're not coming to Hardee's, get on the OperationFoodSearch.org and give, specifically between the hours of 1 and 5.
Yes.
But, so do it. I just did it. And
good.
Thank you,
I want to call everybody out.
Thank you. You're a good
beanie
friend.
Or no beanie.
Yeah, beanie or no beanie.
Well, especially in this area, like how St. Louis has been hit. You know, even people who are hit by the tornado are still having, like, effects of that. And, you know, having problems finding food or money to buy food. So it's all staying right here.
Yeah. Yep. And it's immediate. It all stays right here in the metro. The dollars that come in today will be spent next week. So it all happens really quickly.
And so, yeah, as we're all picturing our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day meals.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Where we're, you know, giving leftovers away to everybody and sending freezing stuff so we have to eat. I mean, some people don't even have a meal, which is just, to think about that is insane.
Yeah.
And you can donate time. If you don't have extra money, donate time. Go to these organizations. Go to Operation Food Search. See if you can give time. You know, sometimes we have community service as part of our little legal matters. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You can give time if you can't give money. Yeah. And that's just as valuable.
Yeah. Speaking of legal matters, how was business this year?
Business is crazy good or bad, depending on who you are.
You look
in
at
that.
It.
Yes, we're very busy. We've got a great new office building in De Pere. And so we're much better able to service people for mediations and parent coordinating multi people events. And then as far as, you know, the trust in our firm and the good business that my team turns out, I'm not complaining at all. You know, I do want to caution everybody because, you know, next question, it's the holidays next week. Be generous, be kind to your other parent. It's about your kids. Don't forget that it's not about the black and white on the paper. If something happens, this season is about your children.
Yes.
So no matter how much you disagree or don't like the other parent, like, put the kids first.
Yes. Because, first of all, nothing good ever comes out of it. Secondly, you will regret it.
Karma's a bee.
Yeah. I mean, 10, 20 years from now, you're going to look back, or your kids are going to be old enough to be like, what was up with that?
Right.
How did I not get to go see mom on Christmas? Mm. Like,
don't
do stuff you're going to regret.
Right. Just don't. Kids need their grandparents on both sides. They need extended family. They need the other parent. And it's so hard to talk to people right now, you know, that have other thoughts like that. And I just, exactly what you're saying. I'm like, look, the court doesn't like when you fool with the holidays, and it's
not
going
to
come back later.
I mean,
I
get it. People are caught up in their emotions. There may be a very justified reason for you feeling the way you feel.
Absolutely.
However, the kids have nothing to do with that.
Short of somebody showing up absolutely impaired and cannot drive the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, let's don't do that to our kids. Just give some grace.
Trish, how many Christmases did you have ballpark with all the girls home? Everyone was living there.
Mm. Well, my oldest sister's 10 years older than me, so I would say 10.
Eight, 10?
Probably 10.
What was that like?
Fun. Just fun. Although they would never let me play with any of their toys. for
the
me.
The baby.
Yeah, that's why I am the way I am. Yeah. I just want everyone to know. They wouldn't let me play with their friends or their toys.
Yeah, our relationship's interesting because in your life before meeting me, you were the annoying one. Mm. And now I'm always annoying you.
Good
you
point.
You don't let me play with your toys.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Maybe someday someone will annoy me. Maybe I'll have someone I'm just like, Yeah, that'd be...
You don't annoy me. Just when you want to make up stuff when I'm in the middle of stuff.
Pretty cool so far, huh?
It's a little overwhelming. The first segment, I was basically just sitting here crying. Like, I don't know. We've just already had so many people come out and donate money, and the woman who came by to, like, thank us for helping her. It's like, we don't... All we do is have fun, and it's just very, like, humbling to hear that the show is helping someone. And then it's nice to be able to channel that into listeners coming out and donating to a cause like Operation Food Search, especially this year. Because, you know, as we were just going over, there's so many people who are going to need help this year. And I don't know. I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's nice. We're not going to be political at all today. But everyone knows how everything is politically. And like Trish said 40 minutes ago, everyone's just at each other and hates each other. And this is one of those opportunities with DGS that everyone comes together,
yeah.
Right, left, MAGA, liberal. Everyone's just here for the kids.
And the DGS audience is just so incredible because it's kind of unfair. Like, we get credit for, you raised all this money for Operation Food Search.
Too much credit.
No, it was the listeners. This money is donated by people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
And they're just incredible, and getting the opportunity out and talk to people is really nice.
Yeah, so. Very nice. So come on by, see Rachel cry. Just, you know.
Look she's at making her. Me
she's
cry.
I know. Crying. She's
you're
making crying. Me water
you're,
up.
You're crying. Yeah, if you can make Susan L. cry.
I know.
Yeah. Really.
You just made a divorce attorney cry. Andrew, what are your thoughts just getting the show started?
This has been our best year I think we've ever done.
Yeah.
Just in terms of and the vibes and everybody having such a good time. And this has been our, I mean, the best year.
Yeah.
We've been doing these Christmas remotes for, I mean,
your whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, this is the best one yet.
We just had a gentleman donate and refuse a beanie and just walk out. I mean, how many people just come and donate?
I know.
They don't even, like, say hi. They're just generous. And they just
take a beanie, because I guarantee you in 6 months, what's left will be in the back of my Jeep. Covered in rain and schmutz and stuff. Thank you, ladies. I love you both. Thanks for coming out.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all the DGS listeners.
Yes.
Come out and donate.
Yes, anything.
Gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Come on out and see us at Hardee's in St. Peter's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.